August 30th. Dear Uncle Kai, you'll never believe what I saw today. Lenny, that perv otter, had Kevin by the metaphorical balls, which is all that mouse has got down there. There, in the middle of the lunchroom, in the middle of a crowd, he ordered Kevin to drop his pants. Damn, Uncle Kai, the rumors weren't bullshit. The mouse flashed his dickless crotch for all the world to see. My jaw nearly hit the floor. They didn't stop there. No, sir. Lenny ordered Kenny to get on his knees and drink his piss. Then, when that was done, this other otter, Jeremy, got the mouse in his lap and fucked him in front of everyone. I mean, it was fucking hot, but damn. I really wanted to see more. Apparently, Kevin can't deny an otter's request because of some curse. It's like he's magnetically bound to do as they wish. They say that's how Kenny lost his pecker. Lenny used Kevin's curse to test out Professor Orvin's latest creation, a cock ring that lets you chow down on someone's dick without causing any pain or blood or whatever. Lenny just asked if he could eat it, and Kevin said yes. That's pretty hot. On top of all of it, they made that fat little mouse keep his trousers off permanently. Now he's wandering around the school like a tanuki. I hear he got an exception because he's dickless now, and he's kind of a way for Orvin to show off. I gotta admit though, seeing his fat little ass really makes me want to do things. He's cute. You know how I've always struggled with shapeshifting? Damn tanuki magic is a bitch to control. Still, the thought of turning myself into an otter even just for a bit to get a piece of Kevin, it's got me itching to try again. I mean, if I could pull it off, just imagine it. He'd have to say yes, but my track record isn't exactly inspiring. I could barely shift my nuts or my fur color. I have to use my hands. This is still fun, though. Anyway, speaking of otters, there's Professor Orvin, our Artificer Studies lecturer. He's an otter tour. The guy's a walking, talking fantasy. He's half otter, half... more otter, I guess. His lower half is all feral otter. He's like big, strong, fat, and hung like a horse. His upper half is pure handsomeness that can make his saint swoon. And there's me, barely passing his class, but acing the daydreams of what it'd be like to get personal tutoring, if you catch my drift. The way he looks at me sometimes, I swear there's a flicker or something. A spark. Hey, maybe I'm just seeing what I want to see. Well, that's enough rambling for now. I've got to figure out whether to hit the books or hit the bars. Or, who knows? Maybe I'll take another crack at shapeshifting. If I manage to nail it, you'll be the first to know. Till next time, Doro.